We're recording. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are the Startup Sisters, and we are four women who absolutely didn't know each other before starting these Zoom meetings. We all signed up for a business digital marketing course with Bushra Azar, and she's really good. She puts us all into posses, which are in the same time zone. So we've got immediate help for people in our time zone, which has been really awesome. So the four of us have got together. Three are in Australia, and I am an Australian, but I live in New Zealand. So we get together once a week and support each other and give each other ideas and prop each other up in our small business ventures. So I'll go first. I am Vanessa. I am a teacher, and I currently go around a lot of schools and teach digital technology. So I teach the children and the teachers how to use iPads properly instead of just games and things. But I've actually moved from where I was to a couple of hours away in a much more beautiful setting. And I'm starting it now as my own business instead of being employed by the Ministry of Education. So I'm now working on my own business, doing the same thing in schools. But I've also found that there's this untapped market of senior citizens needing digital technology. So I've found that that's the thing that I'm more running with at the moment, because that's where the interest is. So I have two prongs to my business. So I'm still working part-time, and my aim at this stage, the first goal, is to stop the other salaried work and have the business up and running. That's me. And yay. This is Tonya. Go, Tonya.
My turn. Hey, I'm Tonya Krebs, and I'm based in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, which is a bit between Sydney and Canberra. And I have a background in real estate. So for many years, nearly 10 years, I've been running my own buyer's agency. And what that means, what a buyer's agent is I'm the person that would help you to find a property. So normally a real estate agent is the one that you go to that, like, they will sell you the property. They have a list of properties to sell, and you choose the one you want and you buy it. But not everybody knows which property is the best one to buy, particularly when we're talking about investment properties. And maybe they're time poor and they can't be, you know, driving from house to house to house to, you know, to find one that suits them. So that's when they employ a buyer's agent. So I've been doing that for a while. And then I went back to my old job part-time, and I kind of put my buyer's agency on the back burner. And now I've just quit my job and I'm ready to go full pelt again. So I will also be making a digital course, or updating, because I did have one of these before, a digital course teaching people how to basically be your own buyer's agent. So all of the knowledge and experience that I've had over my nearly 24 years in real estate, I put that into a course, so that you don't need me, because you will know everything you need to know to protect yourself when buying a property, but particularly an investment property. So that will be coming out soon. And that's why I joined the course, just to get my head in the space of, you know, getting back into the digital world and back being into the world of entrepreneurship. And I tell you what, these girls, we've learned so much from each other. We've never met, which is really cool. Well, we meet on Zoom every Friday morning, but never been in the same room together. And yeah, we're a great support. We message each other. We're like, hey, I need help doing this, or I don't remember how I should do this. And so it's really nice. And that's why we thought, well, we've learned so much that there are other people out there who can learn from our ramblings, if that's one way to put it. So hopefully you will be learning too. I think Ruth is going to go next.
Hey, thank you. So I'm Ruth, and I'm in North Queensland, where it is currently a freezing 14 degrees.
Oh, how do you cope?
I had to dig my slippers out.
Oh, no.
It's tough stuff. So the business that I have is called Mouthing Off, and I focus on presentation. So presentation upskilling. So being able to speak to a group. But a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, I worked out that, networking is where a lot of people fall down in the first place. They're not even thinking of talking to groups. They're actually struggling to talk to people they just don't know one-on-one. So I wanted to create a networking course, which I did, but I was doing face-to-face, and pre-COVID that was great, but as soon as COVID hit, the business went so I know that I need to take things online so that we can continue as normal, if you can call it normal, when things change. So yeah, I've been really enjoying the process. I am the one who is dragging the chain most of all, but these gals just keep, keep on keeping on, and I am getting there. So, but yes, it's been great for me. And I wonder, had we not had this group, how I would be faring. So it's been a great support.
It has definitely. Mm. It's definitely kept me on track. It's good being accountable once a week.
Yeah.
Mm. I guess it's my turn. Are you?
Yeah.
If finished. Yes. Awesome. So I am Shelley Bean. I am a sex, dating, and relationship coach. I focus on non-standard, non-default sexuality and relationships in my coaching. And I joined the course because I want to get stuff out there in a digital kind of way. I love doing one-on-one coaching. It's time consuming and energy consuming, and I just want to touch as many people in a, not creepy kind of way. I realize that may not have been the right word for it now that I've said it. Wow. I'm not that kind of sex coach. So massive language warning on me, because I do swear like a trucker. So I'm a hypnotist as well. And my next thing is going to be getting some recorded hypnosis out there. Some of it will be erotic. Some of it will be just kind of normal change-making kind of stuff. But yeah, that's my jam. I am quite rude sometimes. I'm quite the rebel. And yeah, that's me.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, well, we can arrange that.
If you want.
So four very different businesses, but we're all kind of following the same track and just applying it differently.
Yeah, it's amazing that I think, like, I also have a background in women's psychology. I studied psych at uni, but then when I got into real estate, I put that aside. But then when I started teaching women the courses a long time ago, I realized that they could learn everything, but they didn't implement. So I went back to the psychology and did some more studying and figured out that it wasn't actually the knowledge that was missing. It was the confidence in themselves and the ability to make a good decision. And I think that's the thing that's become evident here with us as well, that we all have our own little blocks and our own little reasons for not moving forward or not putting ourselves out there we need to have a perfect something, and so we stop ourselves. So that's why having this support group, or any kind of support group, I'm guessing, is just fantastic. If someone's down or someone's not happy about what they've done, well, we either tell them it's shit or we tell them it's great and, get on with it. Or if, if you're just purely stuck because you don't know what to do, we can help move it forward. So we are very different, but ultimately I think we have very similar issues in that they all come from within ourselves. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And I think it's good to say that we also follow people like Denise Duffield Thomas and work on our energy and our manifesting and all those sorts of things. So incorporating that, I think, has made a big difference too.
Yeah, she starts her podcast this week. Chill and Prosper, it's called.
Actually, I just got the
good
notification.
One to follow.
Yes. Yes. And I tagged you all in something on Facebook. There's this massive 5-day free online event with Tony Robbins and the big wig.
Boss Babe.
Yes. Mm. So even though it's not in our time zone, I think I've read that they're up for a couple of days, videos, so we can watch them if we want to.
I did. Thank you for sending it because I did sign up. And I got to the, do you want the VIP experience? It's like, no, thank you.
No.
I've been thinking.
Give me the basics.
I've been sort of toying with the idea because a lot of stuff is not in our time zone. So I purchased a subscription to that Screencast-O-Matic that Bushra recommended. Yeah. So I was thinking that I know it's sneaky and maybe not like polite, but we could use that to record things so that we don't have to be awake at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch them. It means that like when we were doing the Bushra's course, instead of being like, if she wasn't recording, for example, we could have used that instead of being awake from like 4 a.m. until 7 a.m., just stay awake until 4, hit record, go to sleep. It's so rude.
I know. There could be copyright issues. I'm not sure, but it is just so hard for us down here. It's hard for us.
You're only watching it yourself.
I guess it's just for personal. I guess it's like videoing the TV, I guess.
These are Australia problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. And I'm feeling for you guys because I think the time difference, I think it's about 5 a.m. for me or something, or 6 a.m., which is kind of doable. You can get up really early if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I'm not a morning person.
So what Screencast-O-Matic?
Screencast-O-Matic. It's actually a really cool, little program. I used it to do the videos for my course.
Yeah.
It's really, really easy to use. It's really easy to record with. It's really easy to edit with. And I think it was really cheap as well. I think it was something like, even in American dollars, it turned out to be 20-ish for the year.
Australian dollars. Yeah, I don't think it's much. I have it too. Yeah.
There's also Screencastify, which is free.
You tell us. But it might have a limit on something if it's
maybe
free, like, you know, how much
maybe
storage or something.
Yeah.
It's usually how
absolutely
it goes.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This sorry, Shelley, I kind of changed subject, but I was thinking that because I have clients who want to book in on one-on-one sessions, and so I thought I need a link to my diary that they can just choose the time, but that they pay up front, because I used to have that, like Calendly or something. Anyway. So I was looking for free programs that do that because I'm like, well, I don't really want to pay for that. And then I thought, and then the money mindset, you know, I started thinking like, well, why the fuck would I not pay for that when it's $10 a month and they're going to be paying me $140 a session? Like, why am I worried about $10? And then I went, do I really want to do one-on-one sessions? Well, I don't really want to. So, okay, don't have the diary link. And then problem solved. Well, because I was a tight ass and I didn't want to spend $10 a month. I was nearly like,
I love that train of thought.
Yeah. Like in the beginning, I was like, I have to ask Shelley, she'll know something. Not Shelley, I have to ask Vanessa, she'll know something that's free, you know. And then I'm like, no, I don't even want to do that. So let's not.
There you go. You've solved your own problem.
See? Yes.
Yeah. See, I can do that through my Wix website. But I pay a subscription for the website. But my website builder will do that. So maybe because you have
I should check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's mine is WordPress, but the package that I use on it is Thrive, and that's really good. So it might actually have one. But no, coming back to it, I don't want to do one-on-ones.
Well, don't do it then. Don't do it.
One to many.
Hold me to it.
Yes, definitely. Well, I'm actually finding that I love, like, in the classroom, I love being in the classroom because I'm a total dork. I'm actually really silly and out there and all that sort of stuff. And I love doing that. And I leave the classroom and my heart's happy and I'm all psyched and all
nice.
That
stuff.
But then I go to, like, I had another booking yesterday with senior citizens with this couple, and they were so lovely. And I was just sitting down one-to-one. It was so quiet. And they gave me a cup of coffee and a homemade cookie and paid me at the same time. And I left. And it was like, I've just sat down and had a coffee. And, yes, I fixed their email on their iPad. But I get coffee, cookies, and paid. Like, I'm living the dream.
You are. And this is where you have to make sure you don't feel bad taking their money. Yes. You touched on that the other day. So yeah. They're very happy, I'm sure, with the service that they got, or you wouldn't have got the coffee and the cookie. Yeah. That's just the bonus, the tip.
I know. So
yeah, to be fair, that's why I got into coaching in the first place. I heard it was a good way to just drink coffee and talk to people and get paid for it. Yeah. And I thought, fuck yeah, let's do that.
Sounds for a living. Cat on your lap.
Yeah. And then you can do it online and you don't even have to put pants on.
Amazing. You can wear your pajamas.
I bought some new pajamas the other day and I've barely taken them off since I bought them. Great.
I love the feeling of new pajamas. It's so good.
Well, do you know what I did yesterday? Put the flannelette sheets on and the big thick woolen blanket. Oh, and I forgot. Oh. It's so thick and heavy. It's a bit like, you know, the weighted blankets, how they say you sleep. Oh, so I woke up this morning and I've been sick, but I still had the best night's sleep. We should just do this all year. So good. Not that I want to live in winter permanently, but.
No, but these are good quality business tips.
Yes. You never know what you'll learn from us.
Yeah. And my new PJs have got Wonder Woman all over them. Oh, so of course how good's that?
Good night. Yes. Actually, I've been reading, doing a lot of Denise Duffield Thomas at the moment. Remember last week I was talking about, I think, or the week before, we were talking about how I was going to read their book and do some more money manifesting stuff. And she got to the part, and I've been doing other people's books as well, but she got to the part where she's like, well, you've got to live like you're rich now. You've got to buy the expensive toilet paper now and all that sort of stuff. So I've been shopping.
Good.
I'm like, okay, I don't need the $5 underwear. I'm going to upgrade.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. And my partner's like, you've been getting online parcels all week. What's going on? Like, yeah.
Just and upgrading.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm upgrading my life. It's just all a process. And when it all arrives, I'm going to throw out all the old stuff.
Yeah. And it works. So like, because I'm in her boot camp. So, like, I'm a paid member of her course, and I have been for since it started. And, like, it's so awesome to watch the way she evolves. But, yeah, she encourages us to post about our upgrades. And it's the simple things, like, you know, just it could be a kitchen tool, like not a $2,000 appliance or anything, but just, you know, like my potato peel has been stuffed for ages and I've been putting up with it. Well, fuck that. I deserve to have a potato peeler that actually peels, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sort of stuff that works. And you feel good. And then you pick up your potato peeler and you're like, I'm good. Like, you know, I'm worthy of this. And this is going to make my life easier. And simple things, but yes. It works. And then your inbox goes bing and you've got an email from a client, you know, like just – it's, I don't know how the universe works, but it works. It listens. When you respect yourself enough to upgrade the simple things. And Denise isn't, she's not all for brand names. Like some of the women in the group, they totally have, you know, I don't know, really $20,000 handbags. And I'm like, not my thing, but it's whatever works for you. So yeah, go the underwear.
I'm going to go get myself a new potato peeler.
But it does work. I've always been someone who, like, I love op shopping and I love finding a bargain, and I'm still going to do that. But I've always been someone that when the new season stuff comes out, I'll buy at the end of the season when it's cheaper.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah. And then I'll feel really good for a couple of weeks, and then the season changes and it all sits in my cupboard. And so this time I was like, no, I'm going to feel good for the whole season. So I've bought all the stuff at the, not that it's expensive, you know, terribly expensive stuff, but I'm actually not buying it when it's on sale. And do you know what? I went, oh, I need all this stuff and I'm just going to go and do it. And I went online and it was 50% off. And I thought, see? Thanks, universe.
Yeah. You didn't buy it because it was 50% off, but it's just looking after you. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love to, like, when I find something that I really like, I wanted a toiletries bag, and all the ones I could find, they were pretty and girly and I didn't want that. So I walked into my local shop and I said, I want a toiletries bag, but, you know, not pretty. And she said, I know one exactly for you. And she took me to the men's section, and it was leather and it was Pierre Cardin. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going to be really expensive. And I thought, no, not even going to look at the price. So I didn't look at the price. I thought, yes, it's perfect. I love it. Got it to the counter. And she said, that's, I don't know, $90 or something. And I went, is that all? And she said, well, I can charge you more if you want. And I was so proud of myself because I didn't care. I was going to buy it anyway. And then it wasn't as much as I was expecting it to be. So,
yeah.
But it makes me feel good every time I look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how the universe does it.
That's the perfect response. The perfect response to paying money for anything. Is that all?
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. Every time I buy something, I'm going to think to myself, is that all? What a bargain.
Well, and it makes them feel good too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's just a nice feeling to know that, I don't know, and it was supporting like the little guy as well, you know. So it's a win-win-win. I have this friend who everything has to be a win-win, and if you can make it a win-win-win, and even better.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously if you're broke, you don't do that, but you might find a way to make it work, or something cheaper might make you really happy. It's like that Marie Kondo, you know, the Japanese decluttering lady.
Yeah.
And so she's at the opposite end of the scale where she's getting rid of all the shit that we've accumulated that we paid too much money for that we don't actually need. And she says, you hold it and you feel it, and does it bring you joy? And if it does, you absolutely keep it. But if it doesn't, chuck it out. So that's like, I've tried to do that the last couple of years as well. That's important.
Yes.
I swear I would need a skip to get rid of everything.
Well, we're going to give you to that, Ruth.
Order one. They'll deliver it to your front yard.
It would not be much left. Yeah.
Oh, start clearing
it. I'm surrounded by clutter all of the time. So
you've got to get rid of it so that there's room for more stuff to come in.
Ruth, that's really important. Like, not picking on you, but, you know, like from a physical point of view, from an emotional point of view, like I used to, when I was doing my psychology, I'd say to people, like, they'd be like, but why do we need to, you know, get rid of the negativity? And doesn't everybody have that? And I'd be like, well, there's only so much room in your mind. And if you fill it with all this negative shit and all the stuff you don't need to worry about, you know, like what someone said to you 20 years ago, if that's all in your head, it's taking up space for the good stuff that you want to stay in there. And then they go, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, because, you know, when you just can't think because you've got so much going on in your head, and then you clear that out and you're like, you feel free again. I'm convinced that your personal environment is exactly the same. Like, you know, I mean, I'm looking at my desk now and it's a shit fight, but I feel good when it's clean and neat and tidy. And when I'm at work, my desk, at the end of every day, my desk is perfect. Like, the girls at work joke about it. How can your desk be so tidy? Because I need to start the day fresh with, you know, a clear head and a clear space. And it makes such a huge difference. So if you do feel like you're stuck or you're bogged down or, you know, anything like that, the first thing, just deal with some small part of clutter. Mm. Just start with something small, even your wallet. You know how someone taught me this, Nicola Meraz. I used to work with her and I follow her on social media. She's awesome. You should follow her. She's based in Mildura in Australia. So she taught me years and years ago, you know, you get a receipt and you put it in your wallet, or, you know, especially business things, you know, you have to keep it. She's like, so all you're keeping is records of the money that you've spent. So why, like, you know, you need to keep it in a file somewhere, but don't carry it around with you. She's like, declutter your wallet, get rid of all those receipts because they're a reminder that you've spent the money. Get rid of all of that. Oh. And then, so I actually taught a retreat. So when I was working as buyer's agent full-time, I used to also run women's retreats for women who were interested in property. And we did all the mindset thing about why they haven't bought and all that. And so I got them to write little notes to themselves and put them in their wallet. Like, you know, like, something about money, or open it up and it says, you know, I'm beautiful, or whatever it is that they wanted, you know, to fill your wallet, which is such a sacred space in relation to money, with good things and not bad things. Or maybe, yes, you know, like it's about having a nice wallet that you love to look at, not that you think, like, yeah, we have to be a good custodian of the money, as one example. And so having a nice wallet, not necessarily an expensive wallet, but a wallet that makes you feel good to look at it and to want to use it, and you're not ashamed to bring it out in front of the cashier because it's falling to bits, you know, like it's all part of that big picture of the message that you give to the universe. So
it is. I actually
today.
Yes, well, I was just going to say I have now have very small handbags, because I used to have a big one, and it just there was just shit everywhere and I could never find anything in there. So now I have a little handbag that takes basically just my phone, my wallet, and that's it. And I just feel better walking around with it. And we used to also say as teachers at the start of the term, every teacher's desk was completely clean and uncluttered. And as the term gets on, it just stacks up and stacks up and stacks up. And I used to always say it's like a direct reflection of what's going on in your brain, because by the end of the term, you can't find anything on the teacher's desk because your brain's just full of so much stuff. And then in the holidays, and it's like the last day of the holidays, you finally clean it and start again the next term with a clean desk. But it really was a representation of what we were thinking. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So, Ruth, you're going to do your handbag today. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm going to do my handbag. And good news for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Not that it matters for the podcast, but next week you will be seeing me with my new background.
Oh,
yes, China came through. Finally came through. And so I've got these two backgrounds, and my husband's worked out how to, you know, put some sort of curtaining or whatever up so I can hang them. But honestly, when I received it yesterday, it was just this massive boost that I went, this is it. There is no stopping me.
Yeah.
There is no stopping me now. Yes. I can do it.
And by the way, it will matter, because imagine how good you'll feel once you've got your new background there. It doesn't matter if no one can see it. You'll feel it. And then everybody else will feel it.
Yes.
Well, I know, it's so excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good on you. Yay. Well, we look forward to seeing it. Is it going to be the same all the time, or are you going to change it?
I've got two of them, but now I realise how close together they were. One is brick that's all sort of coloured or graffitied. And then I got another one that's timber, but it's also got different colours through it. So that must have been the space I was in the day that I ordered. Because I actually forgot what I ordered for the second one. I was like, oh, that's what I got.
That's the best. That's the best, when you order something and completely forget about it, and then you get like a surprise.
Yes, it's like your birthday, and you know that you're going to love it. It's not like a present that you think, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like it or not.
Yeah.
I've got them, and now I've just got to get Alan to put up the curtain or what have you, and I am good to go.
I can see it, so like a sound booth thing happening behind you too, Ruth.
Yeah. So that's this is in my little cave in here. That's where I do my voicing. I've actually got the reason I've done, because I have done nothing this week, to be honest, as usual. But I've actually taken on a second audiobook. So they're really time consuming. So in terms of the recording of them and then the editing, it takes, you know, takes a while.
Do you record and edit? Do you do all the editing yourself?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where the work is.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm. Yeah. So it can take me, I can say half an hour of recorded audio. It takes me the half an hour, or say 45 minutes to record that. And then it takes me about 2.5 hours to actually edit it. You know, with audiobooks, and they pay per recorded hour. So when they say it's $250 per recorded hour, if you actually break that down and all the editing and everything you do, you get about $50 an hour.
Oh, that's still good though. Yeah.
And you can, it's not bad, but time. It kind of keeps me sort of glued to the computer and busy, so I don't get to to work on my other stuff. But they're great books, so.
Yeah. I want to have a chat to you at some point in time about your setup that you've got there and your microphone and your soundproofing and stuff, because I've currently got a blanket fort made out of an old table. It's really cool, actually. I've put fairy lights in it and all sorts of stuff, cushions on the floor. It's all bookity. Like, it's literally, it's just an old IKEA table. The cat loves it. But that's where I do all of my recording for my hypnosis. So I would like to be able to have an actual, I mean, it's fun having a blanket fort.
Yes.
But, you know, I wonder if I could get a more professional sound if I actually had like a more professional setup. Or do I actually want that? Like,
do you
considering
need that?
What I'm doing, do I need that?
Yes.
Exactly. The blanket fort. Yeah. Probably works just as well.
Yeah, I reckon you feel awesome in a blanket fort. You feel much better in a
so
blanket.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Maybe it's nice and warm. Need to change to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those soundproofing foam, you just use a bed topper. You know, those foam bed toppers.
Mm.
Sound tiles are stupid expensive.
Yes.
But when you look at the mattress toppers, you're going, oh, that's the same thing.
Yes, exactly. But blankets also very effective. So
yeah. It sounds great when I record stuff in there. It sounds really good.
Well, there you go. You don't need to worry about it. Perfect. Done. Yeah. Enjoy your blanket port with your fairy lights. It's so cool.
And you can even wear your pajamas in there and just be living the dream.
You know what? It's actually like pajamas only in the blanket fort.
Yeah. There's no clothes. Need pajamas in the blanket fort.
This is what's really warm in there, so probably not.
This is what successful people look like. This is what entrepreneurs look like.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Don't fall for that bullshit that they're all Instagram perfect.
Yes.
That's hard work being that perfect, time consuming. That's not the reality.
And unnecessary. It makes no difference to the stuff that you know.
Well, it might make them feel good though.
Well, true.
So that could be part of their strategy.
Yes. Well, we're about to run out of time. And so we're going to have to stop this. I think we've got about less than a minute, it's telling me. So
next week we'll have to hear about how we'll see Ruth's backdrop, but we'll hear how Ruth's gone with her new backdrop. And we'll catch up on where Shelley left off last week, feeling like it wasn't such a great launch.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll hear all about the rest of it.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Okay. Keep strong, people. Good. You're doing a good job.
Stay warm.
So are you.
Yeah.
Thanks, girls.
All right.
Bye.
See you next week.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.